Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 14, 2013. The conditions under which love is tested. Question: what does the perception of reality in the form of Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one symbolize? Answer: the perception of Israel, the Torah and the Creator are one is the only true reality there is. We, on the other hand, are in a state of imaginary concealment, in worlds, which means in concealments that exist only with regard to us so that we can be corrected. The host who faces the guest accepts the guest's desire and creates this concealment between them so that that guest will not feel the host and his good deeds. It is because this gift paralyzes the guest. The guest wants to be like the host, but he cannot do anything as long as the host fills him with everything that is good. Under such conditions, the guest cannot say to the host that he loves him and wants to bestow upon him. Even if he says these words, they will only be said in gratitude to the host for his kindness towards the guest. This is not how love and a relationship is tested. Love is tested when you are ready to give everything that you have. Then it is evident that you love and that you bestow. So the host agrees with the guest that he should have the right conditions to express his attitude. Otherwise the guest has no point in receiving the goodness from the host, and will only experience sorrow. Instead of enjoying the refreshments the host has prepared, he will torture himself. This brings about great sorrow to the guest, and so he is ready to restrict his desire, restriction. Later a system develops that enables the guest to correct himself. It is as if he is thrown away from the host to the other end of the creation, of reality, as if he falls from a cliff into an abyss. But he is happy about it since by falling further down, he begins to discover who he is. Before, he dissolved in the upper light that took care of everything and covered everything. The light filled the desire to receive and the desire didn't even understand what it actually is. This is how a person who has an important and influential patron feels, that he cannot think about anything by himself, and so he begins to lose himself. But the created being who is thrown away from the Creator to the other end of reality can now check whether his desire was real in the world of Ein Sof, infinity, and can do everything for the host, just as the host does for him. Can the guest really do this and does he want to? Here is where his work begins. First, there is a long period of preparation, thousands of years of our history, which in the meantime we cannot even be considered as if we exist with regard to the spiritual world. For the time being it is only a process that takes place inside us, like a dream. Like in a dream, 50 years of our life go by in 5 minutes. It is the same with us, who by entering the spiritual reality, the spiritual ladder, look back and the whole way we've ever made in our lifetime is seeming like a short and meaningless episode of a couple of days at the most. The scale of the events totally changes. After the guest restricts his desire, he can now start working and adapt himself to the host. He is ready to receive from the host to the extent that he can bestow upon him by that. He is ready to be in the dark and to receive the darkness as light. This means that he doesn't need to feel the taste and the fillings of the host for his own pleasure. He receives these fillings only in order to bestow and to bring contentment to the host. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 8, 2013, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot. Half of the world's food is wasted. In the news, from BBC News, the Institution of Mechanical Engineers said the waste was being caused by poor storage, strict sell-by dates, bulk offers and consumer fussiness. According to the report, Global Food, Waste Not, Want Not, from the UK-based institution, as much as half of the world's food, amounting to 2 billion tons worth, is wasted. The report said that between 30% and 50% of the 4 billion tons of food produced around the world each year went to waste. It suggested that half the food bought in Europe and the US was thrown away. My comment, from above, We are given everything, enough in all the areas of our lives, and only our egoism turns all the good that descends from above into evil, in the form of health, education, food, weapons, culture, science, etc. All that we do to our detriment because there is egoism at the heart of our actions, as it is said in the Torah, help against you, which in any case turns everything against us. That is why the only method to correct the omnipresent distortion is to replace our egoism with its opposite property, bestowal and love. It is not difficult at all if we do it together. The only problem is to start, and it is purely psychological. American teachers learn to shoot. In the news, from the province, teachers have flocked to a Utah firearms training program to teach them how to tackle an armed assault like the Sandy Hook massacre, which left 20 children and 6 teachers dead earlier this month. More than 200 teachers responded to the mass violence response training course offered by the Utah Shooting Sports Council, a week after the National Rifle Association, NRA, the powerful national gun lobby group, launched a controversial campaign to put armed guards in every school in America. Utah is one of 2 states in America that allows licensed teachers to carry concealed firearms on school premises. My comment: egoism develops, satisfaction diminishes, frustration and stress grow, so, it's not surprising that this kind of shooting will occur more often if no attention is paid to people changing by means of integral education. No laws will be able to restrict similar incidents. Many sparks, one soul. On one hand there are many souls and each of them is divided into more parts. But on the other hand, can spirituality be divided into parts? We know that there is one whole reality and nothing but that. Even when we are confused as we see its separate parts, it is actually one whole since only one state was created from the beginning, one soul. It is called the soul of Adam HaRishon, first man, Malkut Avion Sof, infinity. After the preparation, we discover this in our reality behind the parts Sufim and the worlds much more clearly. It's about a desire that is adhered to the Creator. On the root level of adhesion, it is called Malkut Avion Sof, and on the fourth level of adhesion it is called the soul of Adam HaRishon. It's all about how we see this desire at a certain point of our development. So only the world of Avion Sof was created, or the soul of Adam HaRishon, and nothing else. This soul is in every person called Israel, which means Yisrael, straight to the Creator, who has attained spirituality. What is more, it's whole in everyone, since spirituality is not divided into sections and parts as we see in corporeality. Only the lack of correction prevents me from seeing the real picture, but I am in it nonetheless, in the initial state of one soul that was prepared for us to reveal. But Kabbalists say that there are 600,000 souls that are divided into sparks. So what does this structure stand for, a genealogical tree? This is the distorted picture of reality that is divided by the force of the corrupt desire in each of us. First, this desire separates and totally prevents the entrance of the light, being totally opposite from it. Then, by the force of correction, the desire starts to receive the intention of in order to bestow, or in other words, it is refined. To the extent that it has this intention, the general soul illuminates in it. This means that the desire gradually discovers its real state. First it feels that it's a small part of the general soul, and finally it discovers that it's the same as the soul. Then it discovers that it is Adam HaRishon. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, January 8, 2013, 600,000 souls. Gematria is the language of emotions. The Zohar, Naso, item 180, the blessing of the priests. May the Lord bless you, may the Lord illuminate, may the Lord carry. The blessing it Havayah, And they are also the three names of Havaya in the blessing of the priests that are parallel to the three lines, the three letters in Havaya in the filling of SG 63, Yud, Hey Vav, Hey. That the three letters Yud of SG are the initials of these three Havaya H. Kabbalists have a problem. Every science in our world, like physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, and botany, have a language of their own, but there is no language for emotions, since in our world we cannot rate them, measure them, weigh them, or divide them into different types, etc. When we begin to discover the desire to receive and in it different types of feelings, according to the size of the desire and its type, in three lines, in all the levels of its thickness, we need a language in order to describe how to do it. Let's take the writing of musical notes for example. It isn't a language. I only draw some symbols that someone else has to play and feel, and then he may understand the feelings that I wanted to convey, although for him it may be something else. This is a very big problem. For the same reason, both psychology and psychiatry are not considered exact sciences, since they are based on the little experience which we can build up during our lifetime and not more than that. It is because we cannot measure feelings in our senses, put them in tables, charts, and graphs so that it would be an iron rule. Therefore, Kabbalists have invented the recording of spiritual attainment by using gematria, numerical values of letters and words, and this has really become a very laconic language that can bring together many accurate details, which can be conveyed from one person to another. This is in contrast to musical compositions where everyone can imagine what the composer thought about, while here, you cannot be wrong. In order to develop gematria, you have to attain and to reach the same place, the same phenomenon, to be incorporated in the same soul that wrote this, and then you feel the exact same state since you are united with the soul in adhesion, and so you can be sure that you have really received its message. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 8, 2013, there's Zohar. There is no room for disappointment. Question: what is a spiritual birth in the desert? I feel a kind of disappointment from the previous conventions, since we reach a special feeling of unity there, and then the fall comes. How can we use this feeling of disappointment as preparation for the convention? Answer: we have to give birth to our first connection in the desert. This spiritual birth is the first revelation of our connection in the upper system, like a person who is born into the world, into the spiritual world. Do you know when a person reaches the first level? When he is told, you won't get anything, and he is happy about it. So I don't understand what disappointment is. The spiritual ascent is above all human disappointments. It is a spiritual attainment. You should be happy that you don't have anything, and what is more, that the others have received everything and you haven't. This is called being at the entrance to the first level. So there is no room for disappointment. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 8, 2013, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot.